FM 90.3 WJTL, Phil Keggy's Welcome in, Seth Condrey, Jesus Reigns. Good morning, happy Tuesday, it's 7:49.
Hey, it's intern Paul with another look at today's forecast. Clouds and rain today and windy with a high of 55. Tonight, rain and wind, low of 40. And tomorrow, winning Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 40. Currently, it is 47 degrees outside.
Your support is making a difference in our community. You can send your end-of-the-year tax-deductible donation today to WJTL, 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim. Zip it up 17545 or online at WJTL.com. And I'd also like to thank these business listeners for believing in the ministry of JTL. The United States Hot Air Balloon Team, provider of balloon rides over Lancaster County for more than 30 years, offers daily flights from Bird in Hand Inn, ushotairballoon.com, or 800-763-5987. And the Christmas Spirit Light Show, a mile-long drive-through Christmas light display featuring an immersive experience for the whole family. Hundreds of thousands of color-changing lights, all dancing in sequence with Christmas music. Open this holiday season at the Mannheim Township Community Park. Info at ChristmasSpiritLights.com.
And our special guests today from Gifts That Give Hope, Jen, Jenny, and Thomas are with us. And if we sound extra peppy, it's because they brought us honey and stroopies this morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Jen Knepper is here. She's the fair coordinator for Gifts That Give Hope, the alternative gift fair. It's happening this Saturday. Jen, tell us a little bit about it, your 10th year.
Our 10th year. So it's December 9th from 10 to 4 at the Farman Home Center. So it's if you're familiar with how Heifer International works, you can buy a gift in honor of a loved one. So that's the same concept. When you walk into the gift fair, you'll have the option to support a number of local and globally based nonprofit organizations. So we have organizations like Hope International, Rafiki, Reach Out and Read, Habitat for Humanity, the Literacy Council, a lot of different options to pick from.
So it's an opportunity to buy a gift for a loved one, but to also make an impact for nonprofits that are making an impact locally and throughout the world.
Exactly.
And you're going to have food there.
Yes, definitely. We wouldn't have an event without food. Jenny's here with Stroopies. We'll also have Upohar, which is a social enterprise that employs refugee women, just like the Stroopies do. So a number of different food vendors, so you won't be hungry.
And if folks want to get more information, they could visit you online.
Yes, at giftsatgivehope.org/Lancaster. And if you can't make it to the fair, you can also purchase alternative gifts online.
The Gifts That Give Hope Alternative Gift Fair this Saturday, 10 to 4 at the Lancaster Farm and Home Center. And there's going to be 30 nonprofits there, food there. And one of the nonprofits there, Thomas Berridge, is with us with Life Cycles. Good morning to you, Thomas.
Good morning.
I love your Life Cycles jersey that you're wearing there.
Bright. I'm ready for this.
You are. Tell us a little bit about Life Cycles, what you guys are doing.
Yeah, sure. Life Cycles was born out of kind of a halftime ministry idea. You know, this idea that we work for a good portion of our life, make a decent living, be good stewards, raise our children, set them off in the world. And then we have this time after halftime, whatever that is, 50 years, 40 years, 60 years. And so Life Cycles is part of that. And there's this idea of being successful and then significant in the later half of our lives. And our entire board believes in that strongly. We're all bicycle enthusiasts. And so we decided to grab something we love along with a bunch of young men who might need some guidance. And Life Cycles was born.
So what do you guys do? How do you incorporate the mentoring with the young guys?
Yeah, 3 years ago when we started the ministry, we had no money, but we had a vision for boys, young boys, 11 to 17 on bikes, going through a mentorship program and using cycling as a way to get together twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. In Marietta we do it, and also in Elizabethtown. And we go out and we ride 18, 20 miles each afternoon, and we serve them a wonderful meal at the end of the day. It costs $0 for each one of the young men that are involved, their families, become involved, and it's just so much powerfully fun to get together.
So is this your first time involved in the Alternative Gift Fair this year?
Last year, we were honored to be invited to join them last year, and so it was a real, real treat. And so we're back again this year, and we thank Jen for allowing us to come back, and you for allowing us to tell you about Life Cycles.
So Jen had mentioned earlier buying a helmet as kind of your gift. So if folks come to the gift fair, how can they support Life Cycles?
Sure. There's certainly the monetary gift is always welcome, but I love the idea that Jen has put together. It's a gift that gives twice. And so not only can they purchase a helmet for one of our boys who desperately need them for safety and a whole lot of other reasons to be noticed on the road out there. We ride by your road often, and I love going by out here, but we need that kind of a marking on us.
Right.
The helmets provide that.
Very cool. If folks want more information about Life Cycles, can they visit you online?
Yeah, lifecycles.org. We're on Facebook, and all the information you need about Life Cycles. And if you want to jump on board with us, we are ready, willing, and able to accept you.
This Saturday, 10 to 4, Lancaster Farm and Home Center, the Gifts That Give Hope Alternative Gift Fair. You can visit Thomas and Life Cycles there. You can get the Stroopies. Lisa's going to be there broadcasting live at Kids Cookie
Break.
We
will be there. Yes, yes. KCB's 9 till noon. The event doesn't start till 10. But I'm going to grab Jen, and we're going to talk and give you all the details on what's coming up in that 9 o'clock hour. And then we hope you join us.
So, guys, thanks for coming. Jen, we hope that this Saturday goes really well. Do you
Thank
want to
you.
Invite people out one more time just
yes,
to make sure they know the details?
Us. There's something for everybody, and there's food. And it's just a great way to connect over the holidays when everything may feel commercialized and just overwhelming. The gift fair is kind of a refreshing break from all of that.
The Gifts That Give Hope Alternative Gift Fair this Saturday, 10 to 4, Lancaster Farm and Home Center. Check it out online, giftsthatgivehope.org/Lancaster. Guys, great having you all here today.
Thank you
so much for coming, and thanks for the gifts. Here's Aaron Cole.